Shalom to all. Today's office is Shami Arla Daf Chaf Vav, and we're starting right at the top of the Amud and the Vilcher Daf. It's on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, a little past the halfway mark, with the words Amar Rabbi Yoina. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basi Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we just brought a Machlekes Rabbi Meir Reb Shimon regarding Nois and Tam Levgam. If something falls into a dish and it imparts negative flavor, Zach and Aser it. Rav Meir's Machmer Reb Shimon's Mekel and Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish argue to what extent their Machlekes is. Now it's also remember the Mishnah brought two cases: the first in which Sa'ar of Chulin and Truma fell into a dough and both caused it to rise. It's Asur. And the second case is which Chulin Sa'ar fell in, caused it to rise, and then Truma Sa'ar fell in. Here the Tanakam and Reb Shimon argued if it's Asur. Tanakam said yes, Reb Shimon said no. And the Gemara brought two opinions if Reb Shimon argues even in the first case. So now the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah says, Surchal Adad Reb Shimon Lakish, we have a question on Rish Lakish's explanation of the Machloikis Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. Because also Avron and Meimar, didn't we think to say, and this Reb Yonah repeating himself from the previous Amud in his explanation of our Mishnah, the Mat Pligin, what's Machloikis Tanakam and Reb Shimon? That's if both sa'ars which had fallen in had caused the dough to rise, it's just that the sa'ar of chulin had fallen in first. Over there, the Tanakhama holds that it's asur, whereas Rav Shimon says that no, since it was the sa'ar of chulin that caused the dough to rise because it had fallen in first, the sa'ar of truma is only nice and tam levgam, it's an imparting a negative flavor, and therefore the dough is not going to be asur. But if the truma sa'ar had fallen in first, the dough already became chametz because of the truma sa'ar, and therefore it's going to be asur even according to Rav Shimon. Now, according to this explanation of Rish Lakish, we now have a problem with the way the Tanakhama would understand this second case of the Mishnah, because according to him, it would mean that Vafilu Nafal Sa'ar Shel Chulin Tchila, even if the Sa'ar of Chulin fell in first and caused the dough to rise, and the Truma Sa'ar that fell in later only was nice and Tam Levgam, it still seems that it would be a problem. And that means that Nasa Kamisha Shbiach Meikare V'Achach Pagam. It seems to be that the way we're looking at it is as if the Truma Sa'ar first caused a benefit, a Shavach, and only then it became Pagam. That's a contradiction to Rish Lakish, who would say that Rav Meir matters in such a case. So we try to answer the Chazar Rav Yonah Rav Meir. Rav Yonah went back and said that Ho'isha Azoyis Ein Machmetz is called Tzarcha. A woman herself, when she puts Sa'ar into a dough to cause it to rise, she doesn't put in the total amount that she needs. Mishay Yarasi Kol Shehu, she leaves a little bit over. For example, let's say she needs a piece the size of a beitza to make her dough rise 100%. She's going to put in a piece a little bit less than a beitza. And so that means that there's technically a little bit of her dough which didn't rise, and therefore, Oisay Kol Shehu, Yasek Mishish Biachal B'Saif Pagam, that little bit that officially didn't have enough sa'ar to cause it to rise, that's considered that it was affected positively by the truma sa'ar that fell in, and then it became pagum. Because let's remember, a lot of truma sa'ar had fallen in, and what we're saying is that the first bit of truma sa'ar is causing shavach, because that's helping that kol shehu, that little bit of dough that didn't rise yet, and then the rest of the truma sa'ar is causing pagam. And in that case, Rav Meir's machmir, because there's first shavach and only afterwards pagam. Everything more says v'kasha, it's still problematic. Ilu ishbiach v'loy pagam. Let's say this truma sa'ar that had fallen in after the chulin only caused a shavach and no pigam whatsoever, meaning only a little bit of that truma sa'ar helped out that little bit of dough that wasn't fully machmitzed, because remember we said that a woman doesn't put in 100%, she only puts in 99.9%, but that 0.1% still wasn't machmitzed yet, and that's what the truma sa'ar helped for, and there's no pigam. Still, shama klumhi, would you think that that's something? It's not anything. That tiny little bit of truma sa'ar, which did cause a shavach, is batal in the heter, and so we still aren't able to say that there's an eser, and we go with this question without an answer. Antochav of Ahum Bez on top continue to discuss this. Rabbi Yonah Bayi, Rabbi Yonah asked the following question. Ma bin shavach mizeh umizeh, uma bin pagam mizeh umizeh. What's the difference if the dough had a benefit, a shavach, from both the heter and the iser, as opposed to if it had a pagam from both the iser and the heter? Shavach mizeh umizeh asur, pagam mizeh umizeh mutter. If it had a benefit from both of them, we say that it's asur, meaning if a combination of the both heter and iser sa'ar caused it to rise, we say that the dough is asur, but if a combination of both the heter and iser sa'ar caused the pagam in it, we say that it's mutter. What's the difference? Why don't we just say that in the case of the pagam, that we just looked at everything happened evenly? The same way that both the heter and iser sa'ar caused the pagam, it also caused it to rise and affected it positively as well before it caused the pagam, and that should also asur it. As Ramana answers, shavach mizeh mizeh, when it had a benefit from both of them, both of the sa'ars caused it to rise, at roi kmisha enai. You take a look at the heter as if it's not here, and you look at only the iser, oisai iser, yesh bai kadei lesser, that iser which is remaining has enough to asur the entire dough. When you have chulin and truma sa'ar that fell into a dough and both caused it to rise, if we take out the chulin sa'ar, the truma sa'ar by itself would have been strong enough to cause it to rise, and therefore we say that it definitely had enough of an impact, and that's why it's asur. Whereas pagam izel mizeh, if both of them caused the pagam in the dough, at roya heter k'mishe'enoi, if you look at the heter as if it's not here, I say iser eimek de lesser, the iser is not strong enough to asur. Because what happened in this scenario? The chulin sa'ar fell in first, caused it to rise, then and the Truma Sa'ar fell in, causing a Pagam along with the Chulin Sa'ar. Well, if at this stage you were to take out the Chulin Sa'ar, you have a Doho, which was completely machmitzed by the Chulin. Now all you have is the Truma Sa'ar imparting negative flavor, and this is nice and Tam Lefgam, so it's Mutter. And therefore, when the combination of both of them caused a Pagam, we're not going to say that it's Aser, because there's nothing here, L'Shavach. Moving on to Halacha Hey, continue to discuss Betel. Misha tells us, Tavlin, when dealing with flavorings, now even though Tavlin is usually spices, over here it just has to do with something that was put into a dish to flavor it. If we either have Shnaim Shlesha Shemus Min Echad, two or three different Shemus of one Min, meaning three of the same exact thing fell in. Let's say it was three of the same spice, or three of the same herb, it could be even three onions, for example, and those all impart flavor. It's just that they had different Shemus. One was Truma, one was Shvius, and one was Kelayim. So that's three different Shemus of Isser, but it's all the same Min. I mean Shlesha, or it's three different foods, but it's the same exact Isser. For example, they're all Kelayim, but it's three different flavorings. Aser and Mitzdarfin, they're all Aser, and they're Mitzdarif to Aser's dish. In other words, if one of them had fallen in, there would be enough in this dish to be Mevatolit. It's only with the combination of all three of them that we don't have enough for Bittel. So in this case, we're Machmir, even though we have three different Isurim, or three different foods, nonetheless, they combine and they're Mitzdarf, and it's Aser. However, Rav Shimon says, the Shnaim HaShlesha Shemus Min Echad, or Shnei Minim Mishem Echad, Ein Mitzdarfin, if we have two or three different Isurim of the same Min, or the same Isur, but different meaning, then they're not Mitzdarf. So he argues with Hanakama. The Gemara begins by analyzing, Nicha Shnei Shemus Min Echad. We understand that if we have two different Isurim from the same Min, they could combine. Let's say we have two onions that had fallen in, and they're both Aser for a different reason, we can understand that they're going to combine for Isur, because they're both imparting the same exact flavor. They're both giving the onion flavor. And we'll say this, since they're nice and tam, and they're both Aser, so they're going to Aser the dish. But Shnei Minim Yishem Echad, how could we Mitzdarif two different Minim of the same shame? We're understanding these are two totally not related things that are falling in. Perhaps it's two completely opposite flavorings, and so just because they have the same exact Isur, how could we say they combine to Aser the dish? They're two totally separate flavorings that just simply don't blend. And on that, Rabbi Avoh answers the Shem Rabbi Lazar, B'minim Esika Shanu. This was taught in regards to Minim Esika. Now, even though Minim Esika literally means sweet things, over here it's just talking about flavoring a dish, like what we've been talking about the whole time. In other words, Rabbi Avoh is saying, B'shem Rabbi Lazar, that these two flavorings that have fallen in complement each other. They're not contradictory flavorings that don't belong here. They both belong in this dish. Maybe one was onion and the other was basil, or one was garlic and the other was oregano, and they blend together to make the dish flavorful and tasty, and that's why, even though they're two different things, since they have the same Isser, we're going to be able to be mitzdar of them, because again, they're imparting a positive, good, tasty flavor to the dish, and we're going to say over here as well that there's siruf for Isser. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.